COVID case numbers hit another record yesterday with almost 37,000 new infections. Just under 2,000 people are in hospital. 172 are in intensive care. But health workers are still worried about the growing pressure on the system, as Annie Guest reports.
When people with COVID-19 end up in intensive care, Dr. Anthony Holley is among those looking after them.
Those patients that are particularly sick, we pass a tube into the trachea in order to facilitate their ventilation.
Experienced critical care nurses are providing one-on-one continuous care and monitoring to about 150 COVID patients in ICUs around the country. That's roughly 7% of those admitted to hospital with the virus.
The problem that we encounter is as the numbers get bigger and bigger across the nation, even if only a very small percentage of those patients require critical care, we'll start to see them potentially in significant numbers.
Australia's current ICU capacity is 2,000 patients, each with a minimum of one experienced nurse providing care at all times. Dr. Holley co-authored a paper on how many extra patients could be looked after by recruiting additional nurses with the appropriate skill set.
So that would take us to 2,400 intensive care beds across the nation.
But what if more people need intensive care? Australia now has more than 7,000 ventilators available, but not the corresponding staff.
And there's various models of care that in the first instance might employ one critical care nurse assisting two other registered nurses to deliver that care. There's also an opportunity to employ a teams approach.
Critical care nurses have said that care would suffer under those models where there's not one experienced critical care nurse to one patient. Do you acknowledge that?
Look, I think the model that we work with is the optimum model. We may well find ourselves in a situation where we have little choice, but we will not leave a patient unattended and uncared for, and we will be innovative and find a way to deliver that care.
Operating theatres would be among the areas repurposed as temporary ICUs. But the president of the Australian Society of Anaesthetics, Dr. Andrew Miller, says if COVID diagnoses continue at the current rate, hospitals will get overwhelmed.
We simply cannot sustain these tens of thousands of cases per day, even if Omicron is milder.
He says after more people have boosters and young children are vaccinated, things could improve. But the government needs to buy some time through lockdowns.
Now, whether that is area by area or whether it's a whole city, it still amounts to the same thing.
Some patient care is already affected by COVID cases and staff shortages. Dr. Nicholas Wilkins' cancer patients are among them.
Quite a lot of chemo is delayed at least 3 weeks. I mean, it's always Christmas and New Year, of course, it's difficult enough as it is. There are some cancers where you really need to do it more urgently than that. And they're the ones that we've just had to admit to hospital.
Oncologist Dr. Nicholas Wilkin ending Annie Guest's report.